Yeah, I have heard about this whole story. In reality, Steve Kerr is a really good friend of mine. But if I agree with him, it's not because he's my friend. To be honest with you, I don't really get Donald Trump. This man is the subject of many polemic stories. Remember, in 2016, Colin scandal or his tweet against Mexico, for instance. The real problem is Donald Trump is a racist man. He hates Afro-Americans, Mexicans, and all the people who are not white American men. He doesn't embody three important words nowadays: equality, respect, and fraternity. While he is the president of a melting pot country, he condemns black and Hispanic on Twitter. While he is the president of a country which has very good athletes with an excellent team spirit, he divides people and advocates individualism. While he is a president in a country where women have rights, he shows in many cases he is misogynist, and so on.
In my case, as a woman, I have not forgotten his tweet about Hillary Clinton. How can she satisfy a country if she does not satisfy her husband? He has no respect toward women. He does not respond to his role of president. And the worst, he lied about lots of his actions, and he can't deny the facts. I think he is in total contradiction of where he should be, politically and most importantly, humanly. But now talk about a daily subject. When you go to the White House and be a plenar, you're going as an American citizen. And how do you want, as a citizen, discuss with a man supposing to represent a whole country, a whole diversity, but who is only focusing on his whims? Trump reacted very rudely without asking himself why. What is if Tim refused to meet him? The main position is that being invited to the White House is such an honor, and that refusing it is very disrespectful. To my mind, the White House itself is not prestigious. It is prestigious thanks to the big political men that are living it. However, I don't think Donald Trump is one of them.
Actually, my opinion is that we should more focus on why the team refused to go to the White House than why Trump insulted them. We know that the NBA is composed mostly of Afro-Americans. They embody diversity, they embody the entire country. In addition, they become role models. In this position, they have to spread a message. Fight to achieve your dream, but most importantly, fight for what is fair. Going to meet Trump was just contradictory to their conviction. That is a great reason to refuse the invitation. The chauvinist reaction of Trump is definitely not where the country has to go. Sadly for the US, Trump is responsible of a regent in the world. For the sake of the US, he should behave as a president. I honestly don't want to spend more time talking about it. All I can say to conclude is to remember you the First Amendment of the Constitution, stating that we shall not abridging the freedom of speech or the right of the people peaceably to assemble. So it seems Steve Kerr knows better the US Constitution than Mr. President.